International anti-doping officials are praising U.S. authorities for uncovering a conspiracy involving illegal drug use in sports. Yesterday, the United States Anti-Doping Agency announced what it's calling the largest drug bust ever involving several elite track and field athletes. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It began this summer with an anonymous tip about illegal drug use by U.S. and international athletes. When it's over, some of those athletes might not be competing in next year's Summer Olympics. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, or USADA, says several track and field athletes have tested positive for a new so-called designer steroid that could not be detected with the standard drug tests. USADA CEO Terry Madden calls it intentional doping of the worst sort, a conspiracy involving chemists, coaches, and athletes. Madden won't say how many athletes have tested positive for the steroid or reveal their names or gender. But in a teleconference yesterday, Madden said the steroid conspiracy is unprecedented.
I know of no other drug bust that is larger than this involving the number of athletes we have involved. That is correct. I'm unaware of anything overseas either.
Several months ago, USADA officials got a phone call from a man who identified himself only as a high-profile track coach. He said athletes were using an undetectable steroid, and via overnight mail, he sent USADA a syringe allegedly containing the substance. USADA sent the syringe to the anti-doping lab at UCLA, headed by Dr. Don Catlin. The lab analysis identified the substance as an anabolic steroid called THG. Dr. Catlin and eight colleagues spent over 2 months trying to figure out what was in the syringe and trying to develop a new test for it. It was the longest time he'd ever spent unraveling a mystery substance. Dr. Catlin says that indicates the sophistication of those who created the THG.
I never underestimate the folks that play the other side of the street. I've learned over the years that some people may have an enormous amount of ingenuity and cleverness that they bring to the table.
The anonymous coach who called USADA identified the source of the steroid as Victor Conti, who runs a controversial supplement and nutrition company called Balco. Located in the San Francisco Bay Area, Balco has high-profile athletes such as baseball's Barry Bonds and track's Marion Jones, who endorse the company's legal products. Earlier this year, Balco was raided by federal and local law enforcement agents. Victor Conti released a written statement yesterday denying involvement with the designer steroid. In my opinion, Conti wrote, this is about jealous competitive coaches and athletes that all have a history of promoting and using performance-enhancing agents being completely hypocritical in their actions. The athletes who've tested positive for THG must have those findings confirmed, then there's a legal process before names can be released. USADA's investigation into THG continues. The anti-doping agency has contacted the Department of Justice. Tom Goldman, NPR News.